So like as you continue to see God, like you'll see your mind transform to where something that would have made you mad on the way to work, something that would have you know, got you in your feelings about something, like the way somebody said something, you know what I'm saying? Now you gotta have a renewed mind to where it's like, oh, okay. Like I'm not even gonna allow that to even get to me. I have a different perspective on that, how he or she said this, or road rage or whatever the case may be.
Yep.
I'm listening to worship music on the way. Like
exactly.
What? Okay.
I don't care what y'all got going on.
You know
on.
What I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, thank you, Lord. Like, yeah. Because that could have been something else entirely.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
And then you get to a place where you can't even, now you begin to be able to pray. Somebody would have went off on you, you would have cursed them out.
Come on.
Now they went off on you and you're like, man, you have actually compassion.
I'm going to pray
like,
for them.
You're like, man, something's not right in their life that they could just,
mm-hmm.
let me pray for them.
Yeah.
Let me bless them. Let me give my enemy something to eat.
Hey.
Let me give my enemy something to drink.
That's whoo. That, but
now you're on a whole new level.
Come on. On a whole new mission.
Hey.
Okay.
Plug.
Shameless plug. No, but
welcome to A Christian Podcast, the podcast where we have Christ-centered conversations. I'm your host, Kevin Wilson.
Welcome to another episode of A Christian Podcast. I'm your host, Kevin Wilson. Who am I with today?
Hey, man, it's Donatello.
Hey, let's get it, bro.
I'm excited to be here, bro.
I'm excited as well. Before we get into that, I got a couple announcements. First off, as always, I want to shout out the Christian Podcast ACP Worldwide family. We got Anel from South Africa, and we got Aaron Van from Norway. Yo, appreciate you guys for listening, for watching. Remember, like, if anything else, like, if you're enjoying this podcast, share it with somebody. Like it, comment, subscribe, share it, because you never know, like, how many people can be blessed by listening to this. And you're sharing, you're liking, your interaction with all of this engagement, it helps the podcast grow. And so it helps more people be blessed ultimately. So please like, comment, subscribe, share, and let me know where you're watching from. Where are you watching from and what's your name? So let us know that. We also have merch. We got Can I Pray For You merch. We got Jesus Died For You merch. We got a whole bunch of stuff. Check it out. The link is in the description. And the last thing is, if you'd like to financially support the podcast, maybe paying for an episode like this to be done, or the other things that we have going on, head to Buy Me A Coffee. The link is also in the description. So we appreciate it. Now, important question before we get to the real stuff. Is a hot dog a sandwich?
Okay.
real serious.
Okay, real serious. All right. Is a hot dog a sandwich?
Yes, sir.
Well, a sandwich, it's got, you know, bread on both sides. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so technically, I feel like a hot dog got bread on both sides. But to me, I can't put hot dog in the sandwich category. I just can't.
It doesn't get the respect. No,
it ain't even a respect thing. It's just like, okay, you in just two different areas. You know what I'm saying?
All right. It's like what do you want to be?
Yeah, exactly. Right. It's in its own lane, for real.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know. When it comes to hot dogs, I'm like, it could kind of go either way. Like, you say, like, you know, bread on each side, but then it says it's supposed to be two pieces of bread. I'm like, technically, it's kind of one.
Piece, yeah,
I mean, unless you break it, then you get into the technicalities of it. I don't know. What y'all think? Is a hot dog a sandwich or not? But let's get into it, man. So let's go back. Backstory. I know you, right? We went to UNCG together. And at that place, at that time, we both are in two totally different spaces than we are now.
Right.
Right. I was, at one point, your RA.
Yeah.
You live right next door to me, right?
Off the gate.
Bruh.
Yes.
Go ahead, talk about
that. We went
to
the same college together.
Yep.
Not only did we go to the same college together, we live right next door to each other at one point.
Yep.
And not only was we right next door, you was my RA.
Yeah, facts. And I was always, always had to go over there. Yeah. They'd be loud. I'd be like, yo, and you know me, I'll try to keep it cool. Like, yo, could y'all keep it down real quick? Like, y'all be cool. But it's just so funny, like, to see, like, where you were then and to see where you are now. So let's take it back even further than that. How'd you grow up? Like, what was your life like, you know, as a child growing up?
I grew up in a single-parent household.
Gotcha.
You know, my mom raised two boys. you know. Just growing up, really, I just always saw, like, my mom always at work. Gotcha. You know, always just, you know, working hard, working two jobs, you know what I'm saying, all the time. And so really a lot of times it was like me and my brother, you know what I'm saying, me and my little brother at home. And, you know, really just, you know, my mom, we 9 times out of 10, when she at home, you know what I'm saying, like, okay, cooking, all that type of stuff. But, like, she'd be asleep because she's, you know, she's trying to rest to go back to the next job, you know what I'm saying? So all my life, I just, you know, I come from an upbringing of, you know, the black mom, like, working hard, you know, trying to provide for her kids, you know, the single parent household. I come from that.
Got you. And how do you say that that had a, like, when you look at yourself today, how did that impact you, whether good or bad?
I think that, I think in like every situation, you know, I think there's good in every situation. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like you could take the meat and spit out the bones.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? So I think that it was both. You know, I would count it, it was all good, because even things that were like, oh, this is unfortunate, or oh, I wish I had this, or oh, I wish this was better. Yeah. It was like, oh, an opportunity to learn.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I'm grateful.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just grateful for real, for real.
Count it all joy, bro.
Yeah.
That's dope. Now, what about, like, religion? Like, did you grow up in a Christian household? Did you grow up, like how, what was that like?
I grew up, like, going to church, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I had, like a family church growing up, you know what I'm saying? So I grew up, you know, going to that. One of the biggest, like, influences on me as far as, like, spiritually, like, religion-wise and everything like that, and being a Christian, was my grandparents.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? And so, like, my mom really wasn't, you know what I'm saying, like, a big believer in the faith. Like, she, like, believed in God, but we ain't really go to church.
Right,
it's like, yeah, we a Christian, but we not really doing nothing, like, in as far as, like, action. You know what I'm saying?
It's so, like, if you ask us what your religion is, like, yeah, we Christian.
Yeah, we Christian.
But like, it's like, if you watched us for a week, what we did, be like, I don't know. Yeah, I can't tell what really. Okay.
Exactly.
That's a common thing, bro. And so your grandparents kind of held the spiritual weight within your family?
Yes, absolutely, man. My grandparents really held that weight for real. So anytime we go to my grandparents' house, like, spend the weekend, we know we going to church.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, it's mandatory.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It ain't even a question. We going to church.
That's
you
real.
You know what I'm saying? I think that, you know, and we can get into this as well, like, a little bit later, you know what I'm saying, going forward. But I feel like for a majority of my life, I just been on the fence.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I feel like I've been on the fence. It's like, okay, I know I'm a good person. Okay, I know, you know, right from wrong. It's like, but I never really was committed. You know what I'm saying? I never really was committed, for real. So I feel like my whole life I really was on the fence, for real.
Dang. So it's a Jonathan McReynolds song called No Gray. And I used to love that song because for a while I felt like that, where it's like, I know God. I know God is real. I know, like, I'm not committed to doing bad. Mm-hmm. I'm not committed to sin, right? But at the same time, I'm also not 100% sold out for God.
Yes.
And so, you know, in the song, he's like, Lord, I'm split in two. Part of me loves the world and the other loves you.
Loves you, yeah.
You know, what do I do? I want to go to church, but I want to be cool. Or I want to be saved, but I want to be cool too.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, it's that on the fence, like that gray area where it's like, yo, what are you going to do? What are you going to commit to?
Because
even God, you know, it, through the word, it says, you know, I'd rather you be hot or cold. If you were lukewarm, like, I spit you out.
Yeah.
Like, that's, nobody wants no lukewarm coffee.
Exactly.
Like, you rather just have a hot coffee or iced coffee.
Exactly.
But nobody wants no.
Yeah, let me get a lukewarm latte.
Exactly. Nobody wants that.
Yeah.
And so, same thing with us. All right, so let's jump in that. What was the process like from being there to saying, all right, I'm gonna get right?
Word. So, like I said, being on the fence, one thing that really, well, no, I'll start here.
Mm-hmm.
So, me coming to Christ, wasn't like a all-in-one decision where it's like, oh, absolutely turned away from everything, absolutely, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, me coming to Christ, it was a gradual thing for me.
That's
you
good.
Know what I'm saying?
That's good for people to hear, bro.
For real. Because
some people think, like, okay, if I don't just... And for some people, that's how it works for them. Like, they, the moment they get saved, they're like, I'm done with everything.
Mm-hmm.
So that's great. They have that Saul to Paul conversion.
Yeah.
But for some people, it is gradual. So, what was that like?
Yeah, so it's like, okay, all right. I got to a point, I got to a point to where it was like, okay, things aren't going the way I want them to go. Okay, my life isn't looking like mm-hmm. how I thought it would be or how I desire for it to be. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, okay, something has to change.
Yeah.
And so I didn't really know all of the steps to be able to change, but I was like I said, I was on the fence. So I'm 1 foot mm-hmm. in, I'm 1 foot out. You know what I'm saying? But, and I even go to say, I was like on the fence, but I wasn't even 1 foot in Christ. You see what I'm saying? I wasn't going to go too far in the, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
on
right,
the other side. You feel
yeah,
me?
Yeah. You was like, I'm just 1 foot into something good.
Yeah.
Like, it's just not evil.
Exactly.
I got you.
Exactly. So it's like, okay, I'm a good person, but I wasn't really living for Christ. You know what I'm saying? So, what that kind of looked like was like, okay, all right. Well, on this side of the fence, right, on the devil's side of the fence, I know things that I'm doing that aren't pleasing to God, or I know things that I need to change, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, like smoking weed and doing, just making, you know, like decisions that aren't going to be fruitful for my spirit, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So what I started to do was I was like, okay, well, I know something needs to change, so I'll give this up. I'll give this up, God, you know what I'm saying? I get this up, God, you know, and so gradually over time, like, it was like, okay, all right, I stopped doing this.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, I picked up my Bible. You know what I'm saying? Okay, all right, I stopped doing this. Okay, all right, I'll give you this, God,
mm-hmm.
but I'm going to hold on to this. I'll give you this, God, but I'm going to hold on to this. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so what I learned for real, it was like throughout that process, it was like, and honestly, this was probably like, to be honest, it was like a 2-year process for me.
Right.
So it wasn't an immediate, you know, like, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't an immediate like 180 for me. It was he continued to tug upon my heart, right? God continued to tug upon my heart, and gradually he began to change me. I think it could have been immediate for me, but I wasn't willing to be changed immediately. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's like I know I want to do better. But it's like, I don't even know what a 180 look like. But I turn a little bit, God. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, that's real. Because it's like for so many people, again, it's really what I'm hearing is you had to learn how to love God.
Yes.
Because even in the word, he says, if you love me, you obey my commands.
Mm-hmm.
And so we often think like, okay, it's going to happen at once.
Mm-hmm.
And for some people, it does. I don't want you to use this testimony as an excuse to take your time if that's, you know what I'm saying?
No, I'm not saying that whatsoever.
No, I'm
not saying that whatsoever at all.
And I know you weren't.
Yeah.
But I always like to speak to both sides.
For sure.
Because it's somebody that's like, okay, that makes them feel comforted to know, like, okay, it's a process.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's that other person that's like, all right, well, it took him 2 years, so I'm going to take 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
You might not have 2 years.
Exactly.
Like, everyone is on a different track with God.
Mm-hmm.
And God knows exactly what you need, and he knows enough to get to say, in your situation, okay, God, I'm going to give that up. I'm going to keep this. And he's like, okay, I want you to give it all up, right?
Mm-hmm.
But really what you're doing is you're learning how to trust him. You're learning to see. Like, you give him one thing, and then you say, like, okay, He handled, like, my life is getting better.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, let me give you another thing. It's like,
okay.
I trust. So you're learning to trust him more, right? For some people, it's like, you trust God. You just don't want to give up your stuff or whatever the case is. And so, man, that's so good to hear, like, that process, bro.
Yeah, bro. Hey, glory to God, for real, you know?
Yeah.
And I just want to add to that, like, as far as my testimony— being a gradual process, right? I look back and I'm like, I wish I turned faster.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I look back and I'm like, I wish I turned faster, you know? But that's my story.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so that's how long it took me, you know? But so I just say that to encourage any and anybody listening, not to like use, you know, that, like, just like what you're saying,
sure,
as like comfort to be like, okay, I'm going to just turn, you know what I'm saying, slow, you know what I'm saying?
At but, the rate I feel like.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
That's good.
But no matter where you at, God will meet you there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so yeah, man, even like back in, you know, like college and whatnot, like, man, I wasn't turning yet back in college.
Yeah.
I wasn't turning yet, like, at all, for real, for real. And this guy right here was my RA, literally stayed next door for me. Literally stayed next door for me my sophomore year. And to be honest, all right, so the people that I was, I'm going to say this to the people real quick.
Sure.
So this guy that y'all know, Kevin Wilson, right, the host of a Christian podcast, I just want to say, I'm sorry, bro.
Man, you good.
I want to just apologize because we gave this man some problems.
Bro, I promise you they did.
Man, it's we all gave good, this man though, some problems, bro. Man.
It's all good.
Yeah.
Because you're here now. And that's part of your testimony. But like, okay, let's talk about that. What's your life like then at that point? This is what, 2018?
Yeah, 2018.
Yeah.
2018, going into 2019. Mm-hmm. What my life looked like was, okay, so going into, you know, like being like on campus, like the on campus experience being at a university mm-hmm. is like you in your own bubble.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like you in your own bubble, and it's like, it's really, well, for me it was, and for most people I think, it's like your first period of time where it's like, okay, I'm on my own.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like not, like parents, it's not like, all, you know, people around me, you know what I'm saying, trying to tell me what to do, whatever the case may be. But really what it was is I didn't know who I was.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And so I tried to find that in everything else around me.
Got you.
You know what I'm saying? So what that, you know, what that looked like was doing what I'm seeing everybody else do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And that right there is what caused Kevin some problems.
Man,
we was loud.
Yeah, he was loud.
Man, we bumping music, you know, I'm a music artist, you know what I'm saying?
For
but
sure.
I was making music back then, but I was making music. I was making secular music, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so, like, I'm just like, man, I'm about to rap, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm bumping, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Like, man.
I'm like, bro, here's the thing. This is the thing I was with y'all. I was like, y'all know I'm cool.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know I ain't tripping. But y'all try to take this niceness for granted. Because I'm like, I could always tell when you dropped a new song because that joint was bumping.
Yeah, yeah.
And like you said, y'all be loud. Y'all be loud in multiple ways. But I think the thing that's dope is like, it's like I referenced Paul earlier, but sometimes we don't talk about our testimonies enough, and sometimes we try to skip out like those parts.
Mm-hmm.
But really, like, those are, that part of your testimony is a tool for God's glory, because Paul says this in Galatians chapter 1. He goes on to talk about how he used to be, you know, a chief persecutor. I'm paraphrasing, but he used to persecute the church aggressively, and he was, you know, excelling against all his peers and all that, and all the stuff he did. And he said he went to this church and the people recognized him and they were like, isn't that the same person that's preaching to us now that was once persecuting the church?
Mm-hmm.
And then the last verse says, and they worship God because of me.
Mm.
And it's like, dang, what he went through, what he did, his sin, his wrongdoings literally caused people to worship God because of it.
And because so, of how God changed him.
For sure, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, man, that's so, it's so dope to be able to see, you know, someone go from where you were and now you're making Christian music, right? Music for God, music that glorifies Jesus. And so, man, if you're watching this and you're listening, you're like, I don't know where to start. Like, just start with a heart posture of yes to God. Like, just start with a, all right, Lord, I don't know what this process is going to be like, but I'm committing to you. I'm not going to be perfect. I'm not going to do everything perfectly, but I give you a yes. And so that's your first step, is to give God a yes.
That's good, bro.
And so keep going. Where let's keep going through that whole thing. You're trying to find yourself. You're trying to find yourself. Of course, until we find Christ, we can't really ever truly know who we are.
Exactly.
You know that now, but at the time, did you know, like, when you were doing the stuff, when you were doing the smoking, when you were with the people that weren't necessarily the best for you?
Yeah, weren't the right crowd.
Did you feel that? Like, did you know this ain't right? Did you feel bad? Were you at that time, like, kind of deceived, where you're like, ah, this is great. I'm living the life.
Okay. So I would say this. This is a deeper part of my testimony as well. Kind of going back to like how I grew up. Like I grew up with a spirit of deception, like attached to me, like on my bloodline. You know what I'm saying? Like, very much like, you know, in the family, like, okay, all right, I'm gonna tell you this. All right, don't say this. All right, don't do this. Okay, all right, like in perception. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like the fear of being perceived wrong by others. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's something that was like really big, but it kind of shaped like my mind, my desires. It kind of shaped like my perspective on a lot of things, to where it was like, you know, the Bible say, it said my people perish for lack of knowledge. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So I didn't realize I was dealing with those things. Mm-hmm. So to answer your question, as far as, okay, did I just know that, like, oh, this is the wrong thing and I'm gonna do it, or did it just feel like, okay, I'm this is fun, this is good, and stuff like that?
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I felt like, this is something different. You know, I'm trying to find myself, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And with the lack of knowledge, not knowing like how I'm moving is detrimental to me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's not helping me. It's not helping me like prosper. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's not helping me get closer to God. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so I was in a kind of a lukewarm place. You know, I was in a lukewarm place to where, you know, after you're doing things over and over again, you get comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and so you start out and you do it and you're like, all right, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
You do it and after a while, it's like, you ain't even saying sorry, you just doing it.
Exactly. You don't have the conviction, right? Yep. You become numb to it to where it now becomes a part of your lifestyle.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so at the time where it was like, okay, like, even like, you know how the Bible says life and death is in the power of the tongue.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I was accustomed to speaking death out of my tongue. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was accustomed to speaking in a negative way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Profanity. You know what I'm saying? Speaking, you know, like, just all sorts of things, you know, like fornication, like all those different types of things, to where it became like regular, like it became normal. You know what I'm saying? And so then I wasn't even seeing it as, oh, this is like against God. This is going against God. This is sin. Right. I was seeing it as, oh, this is normal.
This is just life.
Yeah, this is just life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so, like I was telling you, like, as far as trying to find myself, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to find myself in nothing that was destined for me in the first place.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yep.
So no wonder I ain't getting nowhere.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
You know, and so then like it got to a point because living the type of lifestyle that is, you know, not desiring to get closer to God, that is not, you know, desiring to be obedient to God, living a type of lifestyle like outside of that is not going to bear good fruit.
Yeah, for
sure. You know what I'm saying? And so the fruit that I was bearing wasn't good. And so then it got to a point to where it's like, okay, well, why is this happening? It's like, okay, that's when it got to the point of like, okay, something got to change.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then it was like, okay, all right, I'll give this up, God. Okay, I stopped doing this. Okay, because it's like, I knew that God was real.
Yeah.
I knew that God was real, but it was like it was like, in my mind, it was like, okay, God is a part of my life, but he wasn't Lord of my life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, bro.
So that was...
That's so real.
Man, God just showed me that in my actions and in the fruit that I bear that wasn't good fruit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so let me just tell the people, if you feel like God is a part of your life and not the Lord of your life, I just want you to go and take that to God, like, and really reconsider, because he should be the Lord of your life. Because it's like God has been gracious and merciful enough, you know what I'm saying, to protect us, you know what I'm saying, give us provision, you know, because it's like, okay, no matter what anybody has gone through, no matter what you're going through, no matter what you've gone through, whatever the case may be, no matter what anybody's going through, whether it's good or bad, no matter how bad it is, imagine all the things that God protected you from.
Man, what? Things you ain't even know.
Exactly.
Things you'll never know. Like accidents, this and that, curses, like mad stuff that's over your life that could have been destroyed you.
Exactly.
He protected you from, and you just like, I'll do what I want.
Yeah, exactly. Like just taking that for granted.
Yeah.
That's why it's like when you really realize that, you know what I'm saying? It's like I wake up every day and I gotta be thankful.
Yeah.
I gotta be grateful.
Got
you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Cause I know it's so much out here. You know what I'm saying? It's so much out here that tries to kill, steal, and destroy.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Man, okay, let me speak to this real quick, because I feel like, so, revelation, and when we say revelation, sometimes in church we say the words like revelation, and we assume everybody knows what that means. It's literally just an uncovering or a revealing of something. So, the Bible says, I think it's in 1 Peter, it says that the God of this world, meaning the devil, Satan, has blinded the minds and the eyes of the unbeliever, right? And so, until you really truly give your life to Christ, you are literally blinded by the devil. And so it's not until, it says blinding them to the light of Christ, right? Mm. The light of God. And so John chapter 1 says, in the beginning was the Word was God. And it talks about he was the light. Jesus, the Word, is the light of the world. But until that's revealed to you, you will stay in darkness. You will be even convinced at a certain point, you can be convinced that the darkness is not darkness.
Mm.
You just, like you said,
yes.
To a certain point, at one point it was like, yo, this is a dark activity. This is an evil activity. This is not good. And then you do it long enough and you're like, you don't even begin to see that you're in darkness.
Exactly.
It's like, think about real darkness, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you ever, like, I think about that sometimes, like, when I go to the bathroom at night, just follow me.
Okay.
So, when you wake up, right, you were in darkness, and so your eyes are adjusted to the darkness.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'll go into the bathroom, turn on the light, and then when I come out, the darkness is, like, super dark. Like, I navigated, I found my way to the bathroom because my eyes were adjusted to the darkness. But when I got into the light and came back, I was like, I can't see nothing.
Wow, yeah, that's good.
And I'm like, that's what happens before you meet Christ, you're like, I'm just so used to this darkness. Mm-hmm. I've been sleeping in this darkness. Mm-hmm. I've been comfortable. And that's why in the scripture says, like, wake up, O sleeper. And it's like, wake up, let the light of Christ be revealed to you. Yes. And at the moment that the light of Christ is revealed, you're like, yo, it's real dark in here. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm living in darkness. And so the only antidote to darkness is light.
Absolutely.
Like, think about it, bro.
That's good, bro. That's good, man. And darkness, darkness is the absence of light.
Of light, yes.
You know what I'm saying?
I had this little thing I was writing. Like, when you think about it, sometimes we can make it so hard. Like, how do I get back right with God? How do I get right with God? And it's like, if you're living in darkness, darkness, like you said, is the absence of light.
Mm-hmm.
Darkness is not a thing. Meaning, you could take a flashlight, shine some light into a dark place.
Mm-hmm.
There's no such thing as like a darkness flat.
Like, yeah.
Like you can't shine a ray of darkness.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
And so that means if there's places of darkness in my life, the only solution is to apply light to it.
Yes.
So if this area in
that's
my life
good.
Is dark, bro.
Yeah.
Okay. And so, okay.
Ooh,
I love the word, bro. Because watch this. Like I said, John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God.
Mm-hmm.
He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life,
mm-hmm.
and that life was the light of all mankind.
Come on.
The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The light shines in the darkness.
Come on.
And the darkness has not overcome it. Now, okay, it says the Word is God. So what does that mean? If I have a situation of darkness, the light that is going to shine in that is the Word.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm struggling with anxiety, what does the Word say about anxiety? What does the Bible say about anxiety? Okay, be anxious for nothing, but in everything with prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present
your... Yes, that's
you see
good.
What I'm saying?
That's good.
And so there's no other... The light is the Word.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
So it's shine that flashlight.
Yes. Ooh, that's like, good, bro.
Bro, anytime you got a situation, I'm fearful.
Mm-hmm.
I'm anxious. I'm depressed. I'm angry. Mm-hmm. I want to have sex. I want to do drugs. Take the light. Shine the light in the darkness.
And man, just to reiterate, like what you're saying, it's like just like how you said, if there's any place mm-hmm. in your life where you feel like, that you feel is dark? Is there any place in your life that you feel like you're experiencing darkness? Then it's a place that you haven't allowed mm-hmm. God into. It's a place that you haven't allowed the light into.
Yeah,
that's good.
You just said something that's going to unlock some people. Because think about it. For a lot of time, God's all powerful, right? But he's also gracious, gentle, and God only goes where he's welcome. And so sometimes it's not an issue, it's not an issue of God's light couldn't permeate me. Like a lot of times it is ignorance. My people are destroyed or perish for a lack of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
So it is ignorance. That's why we have these conversations. But also you can get to a place where you're like, I don't want the light. Like, I'm so comfortable in this darkness. Like, when you, like, it's like when I used to be in, like, middle school in the summers. I used to just want to sleep. You know, mm-hmm. you used to be wanting to sleep.
Oh, come on.
And then your people come in, and it's like they open up the blinds.
Mm-hmm.
And you like, bro.
It's so bright.
You're making me uncomfortable now.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so to somebody that has been in darkness for so long, the light can be uncomfortable. But...
Wow.
The light is it's more beneficial, it's more life-giving than if you stay in darkness for too long. Literally, I mean, we can get down to it, but there's certain vitamins and nutrients you need from the sun.
Exactly.
And in the same way, without the Son of God, without the light of Christ,
mm-hmm.
if you just stay in darkness, your life is not going to be what it's supposed to be.
Man, that's a whole conversation. That's a whole sermon.
I'm saying, bro.
That's a whole right there in itself.
We could take that, bro. And I started to write a message. I just be writing stuff sometimes. And it was, I think it was something like, let it shine. or just apply light to it. Yeah. Like, that's all it is. We make it super complex and difficult or complicated, and it's like, it is a lot more intricacies to it, but at the end of the day, if y'all in darkness, the solution is light. And so, if you're watching, I hope this encourages you, like,
yes,
okay, I am in darkness. Maybe I am in darkness, but what does your word say about it? The word has, it may not say word for word, don't do this, don't do that, but, right, like, I always use this example because it doesn't say pornography in the Bible, right? But if you look at it, it talks about sexual immorality. It talks about purity. So if you're struggling with that, okay, Lord, what does your word say about that? Even if you got to just look it up in the Bible app or Google it, be careful what you look at. But, okay, what does the Bible say about sexual purity?
Exactly.
What does the Bible say about fear? What does the Bible say about drug use? And just let those things, what I like to do is, and I got tons of them in my notes app, I'll take a specific theme. So let's just say fear, because that's what I just said. So fear.
Mm-hmm.
I'll find all the scriptures that are relevant to that fear. And then I'll put them in a note in my notes app. And then I'll just put them all together and I'll just read them. Like whenever I need it, I'll read them.
Yeah.
And so if that's you, do that. And as you continue to do that, your mind's going to be renewed. And it's like it says in Romans 12, like, be not conformed to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And so sometimes we read that scripture or we hear and it's like, okay, how do I renew my mind? You read back what God already said. That's all. Like, if you can't do anything else, just read the scripture that applies to you.
Yes. That's good too. That's good. Even like the Bible say, you know what I'm saying? Like the word, you know, because it's not just a book. Like it's not just, you know, some literature. It's not just some words on a page, right? This is like the Bible is the living word. You know what I'm saying? Like the living word to the point to where you can read the same verse. You can read the same verse at different times in your life and it speaks to you in different ways. And it's the same verse. You know what I'm saying? From one verse, you know.
Bro, just one.
One.
You could take one verse and every day it speaks something different
exactly.
to you.
Exactly. The Bible is a living word. And not only is it the living word, just like we talked about darkness, you know, and different areas, okay, that you may be struggling with to where you feel like, okay, I'm being attacked in this area.
Yeah.
The word is the sword of the spirit.
Yes, you know what I'm saying?
The word is the sword of the spirit. So that's what you use. Mm-hmm. That's what you use to be able to fight back. That's what you use to help you. So just literally what you're saying is how you fight back. It's not just I'm going to read the word. Because no, when you're reading the word, you are fighting back.
That's real, bro.
It's the sword.
Yes.
It's the sword of the spirit. Oh, bro. My goodness.
Okay. All right, now let's get it because we're here. Bro, yes, you're tapping into Ephesians 6, right? It talks about we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, rulers, princes of darkness, right?
Spiritually.
And then it talks about, then it talks about the armor of God, right? So you got your helmet. I ain't memorize it in the order it's written. I memorize it like, looking at it from top down.
Yeah.
So you got your helmet of salvation. You got your breastplate of righteousness. You got your belt of truth. You got your shield of faith. You got your feet fitted with the readiness of the gospel of peace.
Mm-hmm.
And you got the sword of the spirit that is the word of God. If you're struggling with like feeling attacked or a battle, go to Ephesians 6 and digest that. But that's your weapon, bro.
Yes.
Think about the full armor of God. Everything except the word is defensive. Like breastplate is for protection.
That's good.
Helmet is for protection.
That's good.
Shield that extinguishes the fiery darts of the enemy, that's for protection.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing you use as a weapon is the word.
Yes. I hope y'all are hearing this right now.
Bro.
Man, I hope they're hearing this.
Bro. I hope so too, because this can really literally change your life. Save your life, and more than your life, it could be generations. Because if you get this, just like he's on here testifying and sharing his thing. If you get to where you're supposed to be, it's not just about you. Mm-hmm. It's about how many other people can be affected, impacted. Yes. Because once you learn this, you can teach somebody else. Mm-hmm. Now it's a ripple effect. Who knows how many people are affected by just the information that you just had and applied. Mm-hmm. So it's like, man, we got to get that down. And then I want to say Matthew chapter, I don't know the chapter, maybe 3:6-3. Jesus, when he goes to the wilderness, right? This is after he got baptized. It's the beginning of his ministry. He goes to the wilderness, led by the Holy Spirit, to fast for 40 days and 40 nights. He is on this. He's in the wilderness, and Satan comes to tempt him.
Mm-hmm.
He says, yo, I can give you everything. He shows him everything. I can give it to you all.
Come on.
And he says, it is written.
Mm-hmm.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Right?
He fought him with the word.
It is written. He says, I can give you this food, right? I eat this. Eat this. It's all good.
Mm-hmm.
He says, it is written. Man shall not live on bread alone.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, Jesus, God in the flesh,
mm-hmm.
uses the word of God as a spirit. I mean, uses the word of God, uses the Bible as a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
To he's literally demonstrating a spiritual warfare.
Yes. And that's in... Oh, that's so good. That's so good. That is a literal representation. He's fighting, literally fighting the devil, actually.
Literally.
Like not in figurative speech, like actually doing that. Right. You know what I'm saying? With the word of God. And so you can take that. That's why it's a living word. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like you could take that and you can apply it to any and every area in your life.
That's it, bro. Anything.
Any and every area in your life, like
I'm struggling with this. Boom, what's the word say?
Mm-hmm.
I'm struggling with this. I'm struggling with my faith.
Mm-hmm.
What's the word say? And here's the other thing. Be real with God. Because he already knows.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of the whole thing that the devil uses is to make you feel like you gotta be perfect when coming to God.
Mm-hmm.
God knows your lack of faith. God knows this. God knows you're struggling with that. God knows when you have those temptations and urges. He knows.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of just being trying to, I don't want to. It's like, yo, Lord, I'm struggling. Help
yes.
me.
Yes.
I need help. Or God, you know, it's like, God, just be genuine with him.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Because he already know.
Yeah.
He already know, but he wants you to be open with him. You know what I'm saying? He wants you to be, because like he don't want just our tongues to just confess, you know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? That, oh, okay, I believe in you, God, or oh, I praise you, God, and everything like that. Yes, he wants that. But first and foremost, he want our hearts.
Facts.
He want our hearts, you know what I'm saying?
And he literally says that. They worship me with their lips,
mm-hmm.
but their hearts are far from me.
Exactly. Exactly. And ooh, this one. Nah, this is good. Now, to go back to what you were saying as far as talking about how any situation, you know what I'm saying? Okay, I'm struggling with this.
Mm-hmm.
What the word say about it? I'm struggling with this. What the word say about it? That seemed very simple, don't it?
Yeah.
It seemed very simple.
Yeah, talk about it.
Okay. So it is simple.
It is.
Following the word of God is simple.
Mm-hmm.
100%. Like it's written out like boom, boom, boom. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? But it's not easy.
That's good.
It's not easy. For real.
Simple, because, but not easy.
Yeah, it is. It's simple. Like 2 + 2.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
That's it.
But we as humans being in the flesh, being born, you know what I'm saying? Born in the flesh, you know what I'm saying? Make it complicated.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
But it's not. God didn't make it to be complicated.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But we make it complicated. You know what I'm saying? And so the being in alignment with God, being obedient to God, following his word is simple, but it's not easy because of the flesh that we are in. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Not of, but the flesh that we are in. So that's why it's like it's a daily,
yeah.
you know, it's a daily battle. It's a daily, that's why you like, it's like, it's what it, Matthew 6:33, right? Seek first the kingdom and all of its righteousness.
Yep.
Right. And then everything else will be added unto you. But like the, like as far, so look, that even that one verse, yep, it may be a popular verse and everything like that, but it literally says everything else. Right. It don't say some things.
Everything else says
everything else will be added unto you. Mm-hmm. That means what do I have to worry about?
Yep.
Right. Worry about no thing, but pray about everything.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying? I don't have nothing to worry about. I have nothing to be fearful of, because everything else I already know is going to be taken care of. Fact. But the instruction is to seek first.
Yeah.
To seek first God. Seek first the kingdom. And it's like, okay, when we have things going on happening in our lives, mm-hmm, we have busy schedules, all these other types of things, these are all things that can get in the way, yeah, of us seeking him first.
Mm-hmm. Man. All right. Okay. So one. And then you got the enemy on that too, right? Because, mm-hmm, sometimes you might have a desire to pray or to read your Bible or to worship or to seek God, and you just like, I just feel like I can't, right?
Mm.
That is legitimate to a certain extent, right? You do, because think about it. If I'm the enemy, if I'm the devil, I know the power of prayer. It says even demons recognize the power of God. They recognize Jesus, right? They tremble.
Mm-hmm.
So even demons know the power of God. So if I'm the devil and I see, you know, Sally trying to read her Bible, I'm going to place all those things, like you said, the distractions of life, this, social media, blah, blah, blah. Somebody call, it's like, as soon as you about to read your Bible, everybody want to call you. Mm-hmm. Or this one of your notifications. It's like, bro, I'll never. So you have to recognize that and take authority over that,
mm-hmm,
and pray even about praying. Lord, I'm struggling with praying.
Mm-hmm.
Help me with that, because he can help you with anything. And so it's like, excuse me, it's like the more you do it, the easier it gets. I'm not even going to say it's not going to be hard at first, because it really may. For some people, it might not. But for some people, it really might be hard. There's a thing called runner's high. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Yeah.
I've only experienced it once, and I didn't know what it was until after. But I remember in middle school, I ran track.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I just wanted to sprint. But at practice, we would have to do sometimes like longer distance miles or more than that.
You and me both.
Man, what? I used to hate doing
long distance.
No, I didn't want to do it. I just wanted to sprint. That's it. But for conditioning's sake, we would do that, right? And I always hated that part. I'm like, all right, cool, whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm running. And it was the weirdest thing. Again, I didn't know what this was until afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
I'm running. And at a certain point, I was like, I feel good. Like,
yeah.
I enjoyed it. That was the only time I've ever experienced that. But for some people, it's a thing.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I enjoyed it. And it felt like I had fresh wind. I had energy. I'm running past people. Like, mm-hmm, they like, bro, you always slower than me.
Yeah.
And
talk about it.
It's this thing where when you run, and after you do a certain amount of running, there's a certain chemical released in your brain that actually makes it easier.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know all the physical stuff with it, but that's how it is with the spirit. If you just endure and push past
Talk about it.
I don't feel like doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Just do it anyway. I don't feel like praying right now. Pray anyway. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like reading today. Read anyway.
Yeah.
At a certain point, once you push past that, you get to a place where you're like, bro, I need this.
Mm-hmm.
I want this. Like, I desire. It's not a chore anymore. It started out as a chore, but now I wake up and I'm like, okay, let me read.
Mm.
Now I wake up and I'm like, Lord, I want to pray.
That's
good.
And then
you get to a certain point where you're like, I can't live without it. You realize your dependency on it, and you're like, yo, I don't know how I was ever doing anything without God.
Yes. Oh, that's so good. Okay, so let's speak about it on the other side,
yes,
right?
Yes, sir.
Let's speak about it on the other side. Like, okay, doing things without God or doing things that don't please God.
Mm-hmm.
As far as like what you feed yourself.
Yes, sir.
What you feed yourself, you will start to like, it'll become normal.
Yes.
So it's like, okay. This is from Earl Nightingale, but He has a quote, and it's like, okay, the brain is like fertile soil.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't care what you plant. You know what I'm saying? Mm. But it'll like produce like what you plant, like what you put in it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So like what you continue to take in, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what's going to become normal like to you. And so that works both good and bad. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
That works on both ways. So as just like with the runner's high, I love that example, bro. Like just like what you put in as far as things of God, right? Reading the Bible, mm-hmm. praying consistently, you know what I'm saying? Being obedient to God. The more that you do that, that'll be the more that you're putting in, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the more that you're putting in it and pouring into yourself and everything like that, mm-hmm. then what comes out is going to be, you know, fruit.
Yeah.
But fruit that is good fruit.
That's good, you know what I'm saying? Bro. Yeah.
Because you're gonna produce fruit regardless.
Yeah.
You're going to produce fruit regardless, but the kind of fruit is dependent on what you put in.
Facts. Bro, I remember I would always say this thing. I get it. I would always say this thing, like, if I was about to make a bad decision, mm-hmm. I'd be like, nah, that's not fruitful, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was reminded through the scriptures, everything bears fruit. The Bible don't say, right, like somebody that's bad doesn't produce fruit. It says a good tree produces good fruit,
mm-hmm.
and a bad tree produces bad fruit.
That's the one.
But either way, you're producing something.
Exactly.
And like you said, whatever you feed yourself, whatever you feed your spirit, your soul,
mm-hmm.
that's what you get back in return. And so if you have an addiction, maybe it's alcohol or weed, whenever you feed that, the hunger for that grows.
Exactly.
And that's why, that's how you see how sometimes people can start out with, I'll never smoke.
Mm-hmm.
They smoke once.
One time.
Now they're addicted. Now the smoking ain't even enough.
Mm-hmm.
Now they have to move to this.
Yes.
Now you looked up and you're on hard drugs because mm-hmm. what you fed grew. And so the opposite, like you
Ooh,
said.
One
the
more time. You said what you fed.
What you fed grew.
Mm.
Whatever you feed. Think about it. If you wanted to kill somebody without touching them, make sure they don't eat.
Mm.
After a long enough time, they'll die.
Yeah.
The body can only go so long without eating.
True.
And so you have the flesh and the spirit.
Or do something to what they're eating.
Mm.
No, for real. Like, and I feel like that's what, that's what the enemy tries to do a lot. You know what I'm saying?
He might let you eat.
Yeah.
But it'll just let you eat bad stuff.
Exactly.
It'll let you eat poison.
Exactly.
Ooh.
That's a whole conversation in itself.
Don't let them eat.
Yeah.
Or don't let them eat nothing good.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's good.
So that's why when you get on social media, you're scrolling.
Come on.
And you're like, yo, I just don't feel good. Or you might be like, I might be depressed. Or maybe you're none of that. But maybe you're just like, I don't want to pray. And it's like, yo, you spent 2 hours on social media.
Mm-hmm.
You can't pray for 5 minutes. I'm not condemning you. I've been exactly where what I'm talking from. I've been. That's how I can say it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, no, because your flesh is in control at the point. I seen this thing. It was Evangelist Lawrence O'Year, and he did this demonstration. His whole thing, the sermon was called Volume. And he was like, yo, if you want the product, pay the price. And he did a demonstration where he had tug of war.
Mm-hmm.
He said, this is the flesh, this is the spirit. He said, yo, you watch 14 hours of Netflix, right, in 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
You did, and then you tried to pray and you couldn't because your flesh, like imagine tug of war, right? We got two sides.
Come on.
Netflix for let's say 14 hours is drastic. Let's just say Netflix for 2 hours, 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
You got that. You got social media for 4 hours. Now mm-hmm. you got this side pulling. Then you got...
That's a whole shift right there.
Bro, what? Then you got, I don't know. What else do people do? Then you're listening to R&B, rap. That's not good.
Mm-hmm.
Cursing and drinking. Now you have more strength on this side.
Yeah.
And it was like, yo, you trying to pray. You're not able. Even Jesus said, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Come on. No.
Bro, Jesus is in the Garden of Gethsemane, right? This is when he's about to be crucified. Mm-hmm. This man knows he's about to die a gruesome death. He brings three of his disciples and says, yo, can y'all just stay and pray with me? Just be here and pray with me. They're like, yeah. So he goes, it says he goes about a stone's throw away, not that far. He goes, and he's praying. He comes back, they're asleep. He's like, yo, what are y'all doing?
Mm-hmm.
Get up, right? Same thing. He goes, and then he comes back. Yo, y'all can't stay up for 1 hour? And then he says, the spirit is willing, the flesh is weak. So the spirit of God in you wants to pray.
Mm-hmm.
But he can't override a uncrucified flesh.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we have to crucify our flesh, and that means to discipline ourselves. And
yes,
so,
that spiritual discipline.
Yeah, and so everybody's different. Some people just have that nature where they're like, I'm cutting it cold turkey.
Mm-hmm.
I'm stopping this, I'm stopping that, I'm stopping that, and I'm going all in for Jesus. That's not how I was. I'm mm-hmm. like, yo, let me just take out social media for a few hours today or a few hours throughout the week. Let me do this, let me do that. And as I do that, the spirit starts to become stronger in my life,
mm-hmm.
to where it's like, okay, at a certain point now, I'm desiring to pray. Now I'm like, man, I better be late for this because I was trying to finish this chapter.
Yeah,
and it's like, dang, I never thought I could get here, but I just stayed with it. You just stay with it long enough. If you do anything long enough, you're gonna see the fruit of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I hope y'all encouraged, man.
Yes, yes. Normalize spending time with God.
Yeah, man, you hitting it.
Because is anything else, anything like, all right, for example, if you look at what you spend your time on,
mm-hmm.
if you look at what you spend your time on, and whatever the top things that have the most time that you spent in a day, in a week, whatever the case may be, and you think about those things are normal.
Yeah.
In your everyday life, your schedule, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's you know, go to work, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
People work 9 to 5, whatever the case may be. People that go to work, it's like, it's normal for them to get up and go to work. And they bring this, like, okay, I know I got to work.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because it's a part of they lifestyle.
Becomes habit. Yeah,
exactly. It's their habit, you know what I'm saying? And so, in the same way that you normalize work, in the same way that you normalize, you know, whatever else that you do, you know what I'm saying? You
mm-hmm.
know what you do. But the same way that you normalize that, normalize spending time with God. Normalize
yes.
putting God first. And it'll make it easier the more you do it. Yeah, it'll make it easier the more you mm-hmm. do it. And I think one thing to say, I don't even know where we at as far as time, but
I don't either.
Yeah,
I'm like, we ain't talking about the music or nothing.
Yeah,
yet,
we ain't talking about
it's all
nothing.
Good.
All right, for sure. Yeah, we letting the spirit flow.
Yeah.
But one thing that you were just talking about as far as dang, I almost lost it. Like, hold on, bring it back.
So I gotta bring it back, Holy Spirit.
Bring it back, Holy Spirit. Okay. You were talking as far as. See, I'm overthinking about music now. Even talking about
fault,
music.
My
hold
fault,
on,
my fault.
Hold on. Bring back Holy Spirit, please.
You're talking about the spirit and the
yeah.
flesh.
Come on. I don't know. I think I lost it for real.
It's all good.
But
if it come back,
yeah, if it come back, I'll bring it back up. Okay, yeah, it came back.
Yes, all sir. Right.
So one of the things that you were, thank you, Holy Spirit. One of the things that you were speaking on was like, okay. Like the more that you do it like over and over again, or like if you're spending time Netflix, spending time social media, spending time on distractions,
mm-hmm.
gaming or whatever the case may be, right? It makes it harder to pray. It makes it harder to get in the face of God.
Yeah.
I think one of the things that will help, and I'm saying this to be encouragement to anybody out there, you know, one of the things that will help is what has helped me, I'll say that. What has helped me is starting my day with the Lord.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Like, again, seek first.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, okay, when you wake up, whatever your morning routine is, whatever your morning routine is, does it start with seeking God?
Mm-hmm.
You know, And however much time that is, it don't got to be, you know what I'm saying, a 2 hour, 4 hour morning routine. But it's like, it's if you start to see, like the word of God is so powerful. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And being in the presence of God is so powerful to where if you just start your day with that.
Yeah.
It'll take care of so many other things in your day.
It'll last you. Like, it'll, I don't want to say last you like that, but it'll, it's like you're not surrounded by his presence is with you in a different way than it would be if you hadn't.
Yeah.
And now you have that with you throughout the day.
Exactly. Like you know, every day you might not wake up with the feeling the absolute best. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like you know, one morning might be like, ah, man, like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Or I might just, you know, I might just be in my feelings or in a mood or whatever the case may be.
Yep.
We humans, we have, you know, moods and different things like that. So you might just be in a mood, but when you start your day with God, it's like it just refreshes you. You know what I'm saying? And so it's like whatever, like, and I can say this and attest to this is because it'll change how I was previously feeling. Like it brings the presence of God. There's such a peace.
Yeah.
In the presence of God. You know what I'm saying? And it don't like. It's not something that just like comes and goes away.
Yeah.
You know, like if you actually seek him first, it'll impact the rest of your day. It'll impact the rest of everything that comes. Like, cause now you're in a different mindset. It says, don't be conformed. The word said, don't be conformed by the things of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Yeah.
So like, as you continue to see God, like you'll see your mind transformed to where something that would have made you mad on the way to work, something that would have, you know, got you in your feelings about somebody, the way somebody said something, you know what I'm saying? Now you got to have a renewed mind to where it's like, oh, okay. Like I'm not even going to allow that to even get to me. I have a different perspective on that, how he or she said this, or road rage or whatever the case may be.
Yep.
I'm listening to worship music on the way. Like
exactly.
What? Okay.
I don't care what y'all got going on.
You know
on.
What I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, thank you, Lord. Like, that, because that could have been something else entirely.
Fact.
You see what I'm saying?
And then you get to a place where you can't even, now you begin to be able to pray. Now, a week ago, somebody would have went off on you and you would have cursed them out.
Come on.
Now they went off on you and you're like, man, you have actually compassion.
I'm going to pray for them.
You're like, man, something's not right in their life that they could just, let me pray for them.
Yeah.
Let me bless them. Let me give my enemy something to eat.
Hey.
Let me give my enemy something to drink.
That's, whoo. That, but
now you're on a whole new level.
Come on. On a whole new mission.
Hey.
Okay. Shameless plug. No, but, there is a unrivaled there's an unrivaled sense of freedom in that. You know what I'm saying? To where like no matter what happens, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
No matter what happens or any type of, you know, whatever the case may be, anything that happened in your life and stuff like that. Like, it's like, no matter what happens, I have peace.
Yeah.
And that's I'd say like that right there is like, it's invaluable. You know what I'm saying?
What?
It's invaluable, bro.
Yeah. You have peace. You have settledness, right? It says, a person with wisdom, with knowledge, uses words with restraint. A person with wisdom is even tempered. So like the principles of, and how do you get wisdom? You ask God, you sit with God, you read the word, right? Now I go for, man, it's not that stuff doesn't affect you. It's not that you just live in this bubble. But it's like, yo, the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. When it says that scripture, we say that a lot, like, and the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus, right? We say that like, that's what it means when you see somebody that's going through something and they just like settle and you like, bro, this person just passed away. That person, you have no money in the bank account. You just settle. And it's like, it surpassed. You can't even understand how they're like that because it literally surpasses understanding.
Yes.
Bruh, you're talking different, bro.
Man. I tell y'all right now that the presence of God is in this studio right now.
I'm telling you. And he's with you. Like, don't think, like, don't look at us and think, like, man, I wish I could be, like, I wish I could do, like, this is a day by day. We are products of a day by day relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
None of this stuff we learned, we went through, we experienced in one day. It's a process of just showing up every day like, your Lord, use me.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, I'm struggling with this, but Lord, use me.
Yeah.
God, I believe, but help me in my unbelief.
Mm, come on.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a product of a lifestyle of, man, I ain't perfect, but I want to do the, I want to live right for God.
Yes. I want to please you, God.
That's it.
Help me to be obedient. Lord God, show me myself.
Yeah.
Show me myself. That
yeah.
Man, what?
The word is a mirror, bro.
I tell you.
I always say that the word is like a mirror that you see us. Like, as you read it, it shows you you. As you read it, you sometimes sit there and you're like,
yeah.
Is that how I?
Yeah.
And then you begin to, I'm going to share a quick example of a scripture that can, that, I ain't going to lie, when I read it, that joint made me cry, bro. Because, and some stuff is subtle. Like, you can realize, you can get somewhere and then you didn't even realize, like, wow, I began to be judgmental.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in my thoughts, I ain't say nothing, but, like, in my thoughts, I began to judge people. Mm-hmm. And there's a scripture, I think it's in the book of Luke, and it talks about two men that went to the synagogue, the church, to pray. One of them was a tax collector. The other one was a Pharisee. Now, at this time, tax collectors are despised people, right? They're not anybody that's, like, respectable.
Yeah, not at
and,
all.
And on the other
everybody
hand...
Everybody hated the tax collector.
No, facts. Look, they still do.
Yeah.
Low key.
Okay.
But there was, like, really... They were not respected. On the other end, the Pharisees were, like, these men of high standing who knew the word, knew all the stuff that they were supposed to say. They did all the right things. They crossed their I's and dotted their T's, right? But they really didn't have true relationship with God.
They had religion.
They had religion, right? So it says, two men go to the synagogue to pray. One man, the Pharisee, looks up and he's like, Lord, I thank you that I'm not like all of these other people, this tax collector here, you know, the murderer, the adulterer, this person. I fast, I pray, I tithe, I give to the poor, right? Then it says, the tax collector would not so much as lift up his head to God, and he beat his chest, Lord, and was like, forgive me, like, for I'm a sinner.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not even worthy of heaven. Right? But it was that posture. That is that posture that the Lord wants. It's that posture of, not to say you're not worthy of God, right? But it's that posture of not being arrogant and just say, and recognizing, yo, I'm nothing without you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, forget all of that stuff. He's over there like, I'm not like you.
Mm-hmm.
That one's not going to enter the kingdom of heaven. It's the one that's like, Lord, I need you.
Yeah.
Lord, anything that I have is because of you.
Mm-hmm.
That's the posture. And that posture, again, like I said, when I read that, it started to convict me that, like, man, it's subtle. It's not like I would have said it out loud. Mm-hmm. But subtly, you can begin to be like, oh, look what they're doing. Look how much I pray versus that. And you don't process it that way. But again, when you read the word, it says the word divides between soul and spirit. Your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions, your brain. And so it, like, that made me, I was like, dang, I don't want to be that.
Yeah.
I don't want to fall into that.
Caught a revelation in that, huh?
And that revelation led, I always say revelation leads to transformation.
That's good.
Yep.
Revelation leads to transformation.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
God, wow. Like, God can transform you, but it has to be revealed to you. I was, I shared this before, I think, on a podcast, but I was at the store, and, you know, sometimes, you know, with the things that you open up to get, like, ice cream or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know what they call. I can't think
the
of
fridges.
The name.
Fridges.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're glass, so you can see your reflection.
Uh-huh.
And I was walking, and I just looked over, I saw my reflection.
Yeah.
And I was like, dang, my posture a little... I had to walk the rest of the time. I was walking like this, right? Yeah. In other words, it was revealed to me my posture was revealed as I saw it.
Mm.
And once I saw it, I transformed.
Yeah, come on.
Right?
Yeah.
And so it's not until how you are is revealed to you, which mm-hmm. happens through his word, which happens through prayer, which happens through even worship. Now, once it's revealed to you, you can change. God can change you.
Yeah.
But it has to be revealed.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Nah, for real.
Man. Keep going, bro. We going crazy.
Nah, this is.
Holy this Spirit is going crazy, for real.
Nah, dog. Thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit, just for being here.
Sure.
Yeah, so I just, wow. This is good, man.
Man.
This is really good. What we getting into, bro? What we getting into? All right. I'll tell you, we'll be here all day now.
I know, for real. Yeah, I literally had to, I said, let me just extend it like 30 minutes just to make sure we had enough time.
Word.
So, okay. We can go back to go forward. So, do you remember any one moment that made you decide, like, all right, I'm going to start? Because I remember you say you give God one thing at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what led up to that? Like, was there any one moment or incident or, like, thing that went wrong? And you just like, bro, I got it. This ain't working.
Yeah. Yeah, there was. I had basically hit what I thought was rock bottom. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? At the time, I dropped out of school. Then I was like, you know, I was living at my mom's place. Then I ended up moving out, you know what I'm saying? And this is like 2020. It's mm-hmm. like 2020. Then I end up, you know, moving out, moving onto my own spot and everything like that. And got to a point to where it was like, oh, man, like, I don't know what else to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's like I'm doing the same things that I was doing before. And I'm not getting nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that at the moment they came to where it was like, okay, I got a place. I don't know what I'm doing because I still haven't found myself yet. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? And I'm like, okay, I got to a point to where, like, I can't even pay my rent. You know what I mean? And at that moment, it was like, okay. And I'll say this, whatever your current financial situation is, just know that God is above that, completely above that.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? God owns everything. You see what I'm saying? So like money, it's just paper.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like money don't like that ain't nothing to God.
Man.
You see what I'm saying? So. Just know that God will always, the word says that he'll never leave us nor forsake us. You know what I'm saying? And so he'll always, you know, be with you, cover you, and provide. So I just say that to say, but yeah, I was at a point to where I was broke, mm-hmm. not knowing what else I was about to do. I'm like, okay, well, am I about to get evicted? All right, what am I doing? So after this, it's like, okay, where else am I going? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of times people will wait to call on God until it's like, oh, a bad situation. Mm-hmm. Or like, oh, I'm backed in the corner. Now I'm going to call on God.
Yeah.
Oh, this ain't going my way. Now I'm going to call on God.
Mm-hmm.
And I am one of those people that did that.
Gotcha. Yeah.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
So then it was like, okay, God, all right, what am I going to do? And so it's like I didn't have a real like proactive active relationship with God, but it was like I knew that if I didn't have nowhere else to run, I knew at least he was who I was gonna run to.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And then from there that kind of sprouted the okay, God, I'm gonna change this. Okay,
yeah.
God, I'm gonna give you this. And so it was like in 2020, and it was like a 2-year process for me to like that moment to actually like, oh no, I'm sold out for Christ.
Gotcha.
So from like 2020 to like 2022, I was going through, you know, transformation.
Got you.
Mm-hmm.
And what did that look like?
It looked like giving up things of the world and starting to put more action, right? Put more works into seeking him, seeking God. You know what I'm saying? Because so I wasn't going to church at the time. Like most of my life, I really wasn't going to church consistently.
Yeah.
I go to church when I'm with my grandparents. I told you that.
Yep.
And so then I started to go to church. I started to actually be in places where I could be fed the word. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because like from not really exploring the Bible or knowing anything like that, like just from being in the world and not pursuing Christ,
yeah,
you can look at the Bible and like and it'd be like, I don't even know where to start.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
But you gave a gem on that. Whatever I'm going through, look up.
Mm-hmm.
Look up what the word says about what it is I'm going through.
Yep.
I didn't even do that at all. I didn't even do that. I started to get into church and listen to the sermons and stuff like that. And where the speaker was coming from, then I go explore that.
Got you.
You see what I'm saying?
Okay, that's good.
That's kind of where I started like getting into the word and whatnot.
That's good.
And then, you know, from there, God started to actually change me. And so, yeah, that process just it was a gradual turn.
Mm-hmm.
It was a gradual turn. It's like, okay, well, I read this. I look at this sermon. Okay, I go to church this Sunday.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, let me stop hanging around these people. Let me change my environment. Well, let me stop doing these things. Let me stop drinking. Let me stop smoking weed. Let me stop being in these environments. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And let me step a foot over here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then when I started to do that, then I started to see things change. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. What was it like to have to, like, relationship-wise, to have to cut people off? Or, like, what was your process of taking yourself out of that environment from as it goes to relationship?
Word. So let me first preface with, this ain't bashing to nobody.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody that see this or whatever the case may be, if we had a relationship or a past relationship, this ain't bashing to nobody. This is just a part of my testimony.
That's good. And that's why I'm asking, because I know there's other people watching that need to break away from some relationships, but they might not know how, or they might not know, like, what is that supposed to look like?
Word. So in my case, right, I didn't really have real, like, friends. Mm. I didn't really have real friends. I had people who I associated as friends and my dogs, but it was only to a certain extent for two reasons. One was what we were associated, like, with, like, everything that we would do. You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, all right, these my friends because we come together and we drink together. These my friends because every time they hit me up, they're like, oh, hey, let's match. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, let's, you know what I'm saying? Let's go smoke. Let's go do this. All right, boom. Right. Outside of that, we didn't really do nothing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Outside of that. And so it's like, we didn't really have like the conversations and connections that you really would somebody that I now would associate as being a friend. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
But at the time I thought that.
Yeah.
Right. And now let me take accountability as well. So the second part as far as that, as far as friends goes, is me, completely me, because I never really had let anybody see the real me.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Dang, that's real, bro.
I never really did. I never really let nobody see the real me, because I grew up with a fear of perception, right? Mm-hmm. So fear of being perceived wrong by others. Mm-hmm. So if I show you the real me, I haven't done that beforehand. You see what I'm saying?
You're right.
Like, so if I show you the real me, I had a fear of, okay, what will you think of me? You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If I be 100% real, right, it's like, oh, is that's going to impact our relationship. You know what I'm saying? That's going to impact this or your perspective of me. And I had a fear of being perceived, you know, how I would be perceived by others. So I never really like people that I was like, I hang out with all the time and stuff like that, it's like they might think that we closer than we really are because I ain't really showed you the real me. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
They're friends with a fake version of you.
Exactly. 100%. Yeah. 100%.
That's real, bro.
100%. And it got to a point. And honestly, God, like, just recently, like, showed me this. Like, in the past, like, year, he's been doing a lot of refining on me and a lot of, like, showing me myself, because I didn't even realize I dealt with the fear of perception or dealt with deception. You know what I'm saying? I didn't even realize I dealt with those things, you know, because I was blind to it.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, certain things in your spirit, like, you'll know. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Yep. It's like, okay, I done convinced myself in my mind that, oh, this is real and everything like that. But it's like,
deep down, you know.
Deep down inside, it's like, man, that connection ain't really there. Like, deep down inside, you know, it's like, this don't even feel right. You know what I'm saying? And so, literally a product of that. So I say as far as like dealing with, you know, cutting people off and everything like that, one of the things I'll say, because like I said, I didn't really have that real, you know what I'm saying, like connections for real. But one of the things was when I stopped smoking weed, when I stopped like drinking, pulling up to the parties, when I stopped doing that, they stop hitting me up.
Right. Because y'all, that's the only thing that y'all were connected
exactly.
by.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And
people didn't really know the real me, to where it was like, when I was trying to change and stuff like that, I didn't really even tell nobody, like, as far as like, well, this is what I really want to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, this is what I'm really like trying to go this way. You know what I'm saying? Because I had never really expressed that before.
Got you.
What I'm saying?
So it wasn't like, yo, I'm trying to do right by God, I'm going to just stop. It was just like, just going to gradually fade away.
Yeah, exactly. Gotcha. That's exactly what happened. You know what I'm saying? And so, like, in that, I had a spiritual, like, shyness. You know what I'm saying? Or, like, a spiritual, like, what is the word?
Like, timidity?
I would say that, but no, it was like, No. I'm going to call it what it is. It was like I felt like as far as, you know, like proclaiming, okay, my desire to live for God, you know what I'm saying? I was scared to do that out loud. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
I was scared to do that out loud. And that goes along with my fear of being, like, my fear of perception that I used to have, because I rebuked that in the name of Jesus.
Yes. Yeah.
Come out of agreement with all that.
Yeah.
Delivered.
Yeah.
Going through deliverance.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not afraid to tell anybody where I stand, because I'm going to stand on the rock. You see what I'm saying?
That's it.
So I come fully out of agreement with that. But it's something that I've dealt with. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely something I dealt with. So I was ashamed in a sense. When there's no reason to be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ at all. But I was ashamed in a sense to really, like, communicate those things. Mm. So on my part, I didn't communicate a lot of things. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I just kind of like, you know what? All right. I'm going to just kind of just back out. You know what I'm saying? I'm just kind of back out. But it really just, this question stemmed from, you know, how I dealt with, like, cutting people off.
Mm-hmm. But no, that's good.
Yeah. And it turned to a whole lot more. You know what I'm saying?
That's perfect, though, because people need to see, like, all the layers of it. It's not just all, you know, how, okay, you just cut everybody. That was your process.
Yeah.
And what you did well at is speaking to the why behind it, right? Because most people would say, yeah, it's, you know, so I just gradually, you know, just kind of faded away, leave it at that.
Mm-hmm.
What you said is, I did, but because of the fear of this, which is what most people, everybody experience it, but most people not real enough to say it. So I commend you for that, for being able to say, like, nah, this is what it was, and this is why it was.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's real, bro.
Glory to God, bro. For real.
Somebody going to see it and be like, man, all right, I could do this.
Nah, I really hope this bless somebody, though. I really hope this bless somebody. that's listening, for real, for real. And so I want you to know that, like if you know in your mind, you like, if, no, let me restart. Okay. If you ever thought to yourself, you like, okay, well, oh, I got time. Mm-hmm. Or, oh, like, I'll get right with God, like, later on. Or one day I'll get right with God. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? I strongly encourage you to turn one day into day one. I strongly encourage you, because when you really live for God and you really form a relationship with God, it's nothing like it. There's nothing else like it ever, period.
Facts.
And so, facts. I don't even know where to go from there, because there's nothing like that.
Man. Okay, so, goodness, we have done talk for almost an hour and a half. We ain't touched nothing that I planned to in my head.
Yeah.
Part of it we did, but at the end of the day, this is a part of, like, as a Christian, your life is not your own.
Facts.
In everything, right? Mm-hmm. So even in this conversation, when I come to something like this, I know where I'm going to go. Mm-hmm. Like, I know I'm going to hit this, I'm going to go here, bro. But, like, then there is a level of, okay, Holy Spirit, you want to speak about this. Let's get it. Let's do whatever. Yeah. Right? Not our will, not my will, but your will.
Yes.
So that's dope. Okay. So now you're cutting away from people, mm-hmm. cutting away from things. You're giving up this, I'm giving up that. You're sitting with the word more, spending more time with him. Now let's talk about music. Your music. You are an artist. I know you to be an artist back when we were at school.
Mm-hmm.
But you were making secular music back then, and now you're making Christian hip hop, Christian music, or I don't even want to put that label on it. Is it just music, and you happen to be a Christian?
No, I fully let me say this for the record. I am a Christian artist.
Okay,
I'm a Christian artist. I'm not an artist that happens to be a. I'm a Christian artist. As far as like me making music, I make music to glorify God.
That's dope.
That's the only. That is why I make music. I make music to glorify God.
That's so dope, bro.
And I ain't always make music to glorify God though.
So talk about that. What were you talking about then? And then what was it like getting into making Christian music?
Yeah. So my love for music, passion for music, has been for as long as I can remember. I got an aunt, a family member who, kind of just like was very creative. Mm-hmm. So even from like a toddler, yeah. You know, she was like, "Hey, y'all, we about to make a song. Here, somebody get on the recorder. Somebody play the drums. Let's go." And that's it was just like up. it was what it was.
Yeah,
like me and my cousins or whatnot. You know, we didn't even really have an option for real. Mm-hmm. She like, you know, she like the big, you know, the big cuz, she like the, you know what I'm saying? So she's like, "All right, y'all, we about to do this skit.
Yeah,
let's do it. All right, y'all, we about to make this song. All right, I need y'all to say this part." You know what right. I'm saying? So like from young, like you 4 or 5 years old. Yeah, from 4 or 5 years old it was like that. So then God, you know, then I really had a passion to make music like on my own and everything like that. And my music has been a reflection of where I am.
Got you.
You know what I'm saying? And so what my music looked like prior to 2022, what my music looked like was it was secular. And secular just means that it's not about God. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I was pretty much like, man, I was the definition of lukewarm. Like probably even a little bit on the colder side. You know what I'm saying? Not mm-hmm. like ice cold, you feel me? But like whatever's right next to lukewarm.
Yeah.
To where it's like, oh, this is a little chill. You know what I'm saying? Like yeah, that. Yeah. Yeah. That's where I was at. You know what I'm saying?
Got
like
you.
In my life. So when I say like on the fence, my music was like on the fence. So yeah. What I mean by that is I didn't cuss in my music.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't cuss in my music at all. Like anything like from the past. I didn't cuss in my music.
Yeah.
I didn't rap about selling drugs. I didn't rap about I didn't rap about selling drugs. I rapped about, you know, like women. I rapped about, I had a very like prideful sense in the way that I rap, like an arrogant sense, because it was like, oh, I'm nice at this, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it was like, okay, an arrogant sense of that, you know what I'm saying?
Got you.
But it was never like gang violence, you know, killing people, right. Like, you know what I'm saying? It was never that, but it wasn't about God either. I would mention, you know, God in my, you know what I'm saying, raps, in my verses, in my songs. I would mention it here. You might catch a line.
Yeah.
You feel me? Might be a line about God and everything like that. Everything else is pride and arrogance. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Everything else, it sound good. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It sound good, but it wasn't good. Like, it wasn't fruitful. You know what I'm saying? So that's like the music that I made. I made on the fence music. That's what I made.
Gosh, bro, that's so transparent, bro.
For real.
On the fence music.
Yes, I made on the fence music prior to making music for God.
Because, bro, how many people are making on the fence podcasts?
Yeah.
On the fence. Like, you got an on the fence life.
Yeah.
Like, you got on the fence artwork.
For real.
You got on the fence this, on the fence books, on the fence. Like, you're not evil.
Mm-hmm.
You're not doing demonic stuff. But you're also not using you're not being a living sacrifice. You're not being a temple of the Holy Spirit. You're not using your life to glorify God. So that's good to hear you be able to acknowledge, like, I was making on the fence music.
You know what? And one other thing, bro. One of the things that I caught a revelation in is I was listening to a sermon. I forget who. But the example at hand that they were speaking about was being like on the fence, and it was like, okay, one side is the devil's, one side is God's.
Mm-hmm.
And then he spoke about how it was like, I think it was like a dream that he had, and it was like, okay, like he saw like the devil on this side, you know what I'm saying? And he's like, okay, well, I'm on the fence. I'm not too far all the way over there. You know what I'm saying? But the devil came up to the fence, and he said, the fence is mine too.
Yee! Dang.
And that was like, that blew my mind.
Oh, man.
That blew my mind, bro. It blew my mind because it was like, oh, you think that, like, this gray area, you know what I'm saying? Like, you think this gray area is like, okay, well, I ain't doing too bad. Mm-hmm. I know I ain't doing too good, but it's like, okay, like, I ain't doing too bad. You know what I'm saying?
God ain't on the fence.
Yeah. God don't own the fence.
That's,
you know what I'm saying?
That's the devil's too.
The fence is the devil's too.
That's real, bro.
Whoa. You know, when I say it blew my mind, bro.
Revelation.
Literally revelation. And then, like, at that point, it was like, oh, let me hop off the fence.
Revelation led to transformation.
Exactly, man. And that right there, like, I saw that a couple years ago, but that stuck with me. Man, you know what I'm saying? And so if you feel like you own the fence, one foot in, one foot out, just know that the enemy owns the fence too.
Man.
The fence is the enemy's as well.
Unless you're on that side, unless you're on the side of God, unless you're on the team of God, saved, sold out for him, you're on the devil's team.
Exactly.
That's a real analogy, bro. I like that. So, okay. So, even talk about the name switch, like, from Current to
Word.
Donatello.
Yeah. So, for those of y'all that don't know, I used to go by the artist name Current with the extra T.
and so,
bro, even in that, bro, even in my name, so Current with extra T, the extra T was for truth. That's what it stood for. It was for truth.
Never knew that, bro.
Yeah, that's what the extra T was for. That's why I put the extra T on everything. But it stood for truth in the sense of, like, even my name was on the fence. You see what I'm saying? Yes, 100%. Yeah. Even my name was on the fence. So I was like, Current, which is pretty much everything to do with, like, right now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? When it's important to think about right now, but if you only think about right now, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
if you only think about right now, then the future gonna hit you, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Unexpectedly, because you only thinking about right now. So you have to have forethought. You have to like think about, you know what I'm saying? Like you have to think about, you had to like look forward, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But so everything was about right now, you know, and in that time and in that season, right? Like my freshman year, sophomore year, college, everything like that, it was like, well, right now everything good. Like right now, you know what I'm saying? Like I felt like, oh, I'm popping. Like you feel me? It's like, oh, the music I'm making, you know what I'm saying? Like it's like, oh, this about to happen right now. I'm about to blow right now. I'm about to, you know what I'm saying? So as far as my name, Current Man, it was, that's really what it was about. It didn't really have nothing else to do other than that, as far as like a lot to do with like right now, being in the present, you know,
man,
that type of stuff. And a lot of things that the world teaches is like be in the present, be in the moment. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And I think it's good to be in the moment. I think it's good to be in the moment, but don't live your life just for a moment.
Yeah.
You know?
I was looking up the scripture real quick, bro. Proverbs 21:17. Whoever loves pleasure will become poor. Like, when you think about living in the moment and the life, the world says, do what makes you feel happy.
Mm-hmm.
Do what makes you feel good right now.
Yeah.
And it's like, yo, Bible don't say that.
Mm-mm, at all.
Yeah. That's so real, bro.
Nah. You know, and the reason why I say, like, as far as being in the moment, the reason why I say, like, as far as the, you know, you should be in the moment in the sense of, When you're in alignment with God, when you're in the presence of God, be fully in that moment. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
When you are, you know, reading the word, when you are around godly community, when you are having experiences, and this is when you are being obedient to God.
For sure.
But when you're obedient to God, like every moment is like something to be grateful about. 100%, you know what I'm saying?
100%.
So that's where I'm coming from when I say like, the goodness of being in the like in the moment as far as that. But outside of that, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. Outside of that, as far as how the world, you know, their perception or the things that they try to place on you as far as being in the moment, that's not what the word says.
For sure.
You know? And so as far as the name switch to Donatello, it was like, okay, I started to get into more than just music. And God showed me, he's like, you're not just a music artist. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I've placed you and called you to create,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so as far as the name change goes, it was like, I was changing my entire like identity. You know what
gotcha.
I'm saying?
Yeah.
As far as like my brand. And I also feel, you know, like I didn't want to be known for anything of the past.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like I didn't want that to be attached. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Fresh start.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It says the Bible says that old things have passed away and all things have become new.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so that was old things passed away. We all become anew. Mm-hmm. And it was like God was showing me, he's like, I put you here to like create, and not only just in this one area as far as music. So for those of y'all that don't know, I am a like creative director. So I do like visuals, you know, videography, photography, you know, content creation, those different types of things. Okay, cool. All right. Now, so in his whole, like Donatello, pretty much I wanted to be able to, I wanted it to mean something, you know what I'm saying? And so, like, my name is Donovan, you know? And so Donatello kind of came from wanting to make, like, timeless work, not just work of right now.
That's,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but, like, wanting to make, like, timeless work to where, or, like, creating things that would be timeless in a sense. So, and so one of the things that, like, when you think of, like, handcrafted is, like, sculpting. You're like, that's what I think about, like handcrafted. It's like sculpting. When you sculpt in a, you know, statue or figure, whatever the case may be, like you have to use your hands to like really mold it. And one of the world's like greatest like sculptors is Donatello.
Yeah.
You know, he's an Italian sculptor.
That's dope,
man. You know, and so I really was rocking with that. And so I just I spelled it the way that my name is spelled.
Yeah,
I spelled it with a U, cause that's how my name is spelled. So
that's dope though, that's bro. So okay, musically, I was listening to your stuff. One of my favorite songs of yours is Antisocial. My stomach going crazy, by the way. If y'all can hear it on the mic, just bear with me. I'm hungry.
We need to hear it.
Right. antisocial, right?
Mm-hmm.
Timeline wise, that's like right on the shift,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Okay. Because I'm peeping, this is right at like, mm-hmm, okay, I'm coming over.
Yes.
I love that song, bro.
Wow, thank you, bro.
Because it's so real. Like, talking about if this is what social is, I love it because it is Romans 12, right? We both quoted it. Be not conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed,
mm-hmm,
by the renewing of your mind. It is, yo, if this is the definition of social,
mm-hmm,
social media or this or parties, drinking, mm-hmm, drugs,
mm-hmm,
if that's the world, if this is the pattern of this world,
yeah,
I don't want that. I'm anti that.
Yep.
100%. I'm anti-social if that's what we're talking about.
You got it.
But that's
That is the message of that song.
Word.
100%. That's the message of that song.
Where are you at that time? Like, what's going, like?
I was transitioning.
Yeah.
You know, I was transforming. I wasn't there yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I dropped Antisocial actually in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
And I told you that the transformation from, like, okay, making my first decision to kind of turn, you know, was from 2020 to 2022.
Got you.
You know what I'm saying? So I dropped that in 2021, and I actually dropped that under current. Extra T.
Yeah. That's what made me know that it was, like, I knew it was from then. And I'm listening, I'm like, man, I love the message of the song, and I love to see, like, that being, as, like you said, wherever you are, that's where your music is, and you can feel that. And, like, whatever you're making, it that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that song, bro, like I said, I be rocking to that joint.
Glory to God.
I love the message, bro. So musically, in general, as a Christian, mm-hmm, I don't know if you wanted to touch anything more on that, on Antisocial.
But I would say that was the last song I dropped on the current with Extra T.
Okay.
And really the first song that I transitioned it to Donatello,
yeah,
because I was like, nah, this song, like, this is a part of my testimony.
Yep.
And so that was the only thing that I took from, you know, previously before and transitioned it over. Because that was like an active, you know,
yep,
you know, point in my testimony for real, for real.
That's dope, bro.
Yeah, but that's it about Antisocial. Yeah. But that was pretty much the first song I dropped as far as, you know, it was the last song is Current with Extra T. And
that's dope.
The first song is Donatello.
Man, I could tell. I was right on that transition.
Yes,
so
sir.
That's dope, man. Now, I was going to say, like, even just in life, community is a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
I see also, like, in the Christian hip-hop world, I see your community. Like, how did you get, like, Eldewan, you got,
mm-hmm,
Childlike CC.
Okay.
Like
big
see,
steppers.
Man, but yeah, big steppers, in, you know what I'm saying, in the spirit. How you get connected with different people in the industry?
Man, answer prayer.
Where?
Answer prayer, to be honest, because I felt alone. I felt alone, like, as far as other people that also have the same desire to really live for God,
mm,
I don't even know where to find that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So like I'm talking about actual, like this really my, I'm putting everything out here for, but this really my, are we gonna be transparent?
Yeah.
This really like the past like 2 years, like I said, from 2022 is like my first time really having like real, like, brothers and sisters in Christ, like, real friendships, like, actual, you know,
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, friendships, you know? And so, I prayed to God for community.
Yeah. That's so dope, bro.
And so, just answer prayer for real. How me and LD linked up is I found his video. So LD, let me tell y'all about Eldewan. This dude, if y'all ain't tapping in with Eldewan, let me just tell you, I better tap in with him right now. This guy do everything. Like, God has blessed this guy and favored this guy to do everything.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? So I've learned a lot from LD, and he go crazy with the music. He kind of getting into his, like, rock pop, like rock Christian
like that
area.
Experimental, like.
Yeah. He's kind of getting into that, and he's really like, he got something special there. God really doing something special. So shout out to LD. But how I kind of met up with him is I just found one of his Christian hip hop music videos on like Suggested on YouTube.
Word.
Yeah, just like random.
Dang. Yeah,
that's how I found out about him, and I really liked the song. And then he had an album release concert in Atlanta, and I so happened to be coming to Atlanta the same weekend, so I pulled up to that. I met him in person, and then we started, like, this is when I was, like, I just started, this is along the transition, and I was starting to get into, like, visuals, you know, the video and everything like that. And you really one of the first people that I seen, like, really with the video going crazy, like, the camera. You really, man, shout out Kevin, man.
Hey.
For real, man. Shout out to him. You really one of the first people, bro.
Word.
I know you was doing like video and everything back in college.
Yeah, I was doing that heavy back then.
Yeah, heavy, bro. Like, hey, you really was going
crazy.
Bro,
I used to walk around campus with a camera, bro.
Yeah, bro. Like that, bro. That's awesome, bro. So that even impacted me, bro.
Word.
Four years later, we ain't talked in 4 years, but that really impacted me, man.
Praise God.
For real. Like, God.
Man.
God used you in that.
Wow.
You know,
you never know how, bro. That's crazy. I would never know that.
Yes, bro.
But that's a testament to just doing what God, like walking in the calling that he has for you. You never know who you impacted, bro.
Yeah, for sure. So definitely impacted. But then we started like working together, you know, and then we shot a couple of videos for each other because we both were shooting videos, stuff like that. We both, you know, camera work. And then we just started to create a brotherhood, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it was like one of the first like brothers in Christ that was like, well, one of the first like men that I was around, like around my age, you know what I'm saying, that was like had the same desire to really live for God for real.
Word.
And it was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
It was like, all right. And then you know, God really just brought that together for real.
That's
for real.
Dope, man.
And then me and CeCe got God for real. So literally the same thing. But me and CeCe just so happened to connect. And I'm gonna just fast forward this. Literally, I just reached out to her. The Holy Spirit told me to reach out to her. Mm. So I reached out to her, and then like about, you know, shooting if she wanted to shoot or stuff like that. And then literally, like, we ended up being in the same city.
Word.
You know what I'm saying?
Dang.
And it God set that up.
She's in North Carolina, right?
Yeah, she's in North Carolina.
That's what's up, bro.
Yeah.
God,
yeah,
we just
end up like being in the same place, and so it just really just worked out, you know. And then now that's my good sis in Christ. Shout out CeCe. Man. Yeah, she going crazy.
That's dope. Hey, tell her to come on here, bro.
Yeah,
hey.
For sure. Yeah.
Tell her to hop on a Christian podcast. I love what all like I said, that whole community of Christian hip hop artists that you are in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love what all of y'all are doing. Like,
glory to God.
It's just that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's glorifying God with music, with creativity, with artistry, and y'all not being boxed in, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like, y'all doing different stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I'm looking on Instagram, I'm peeping, and I'm like, yo, it's not like, you know, it was a point where I felt like Christian hip hop was a little corny.
Yes.
Right? Like, you started out in the Lecrae era, and he was going crazy.
Yeah.
And then somehow, between that and, like, maybe 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Ish. I'm very general with that.
Nah, for sure.
I feel like it was a little in-between stage where it just, people was doing dope stuff. Like, you had your Andy Mineos, and you had this and that. But, like, it just felt as
the KBs.
Yeah. The big ones. But it felt like as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
It was just felt corny.
Mm.
Or it felt that it was just only the big people that was making dope stuff.
Mm.
And like the people that weren't like them, like you said, the Trip Lees, the KBs, it felt like there was nothing from them.
Mm.
From just the average person you went to school with.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, got you. Like the people that was like, you know, coming up or trying to get, you know, trying to, you know, pursue. You know,
the people that was in reach.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
exactly.
It seemed like all the people that was actually making dope Christian hip hop were out of reach. The thing about you guys, even with like you and like, is it like Childlike CC, even with the numbers, like however crazy the numbers are, which glory to God, building the following, y'all don't seem like if you saw, if we saw y'all in the street, y'all would.
Oh, like, hey, yeah, yeah.
Right, or, it don't seem like, you know what I'm saying? It seemed like you could just walk up, and not to say that any of the other people are not like that, but y'all just seem like I could just see this person at Walmart, say what's up, and it ain't like a big thing.
For sure.
And still, at the same time, respecting y'all craft and being able to appreciate the artistry. Does that make sense?
Yeah, let me speak on that. Real quick, let me just shout out. Let me just shout out what God is doing in the Christian music space.
You're going crazy.
Specifically, like Christian hip hop, like in that area, what God is doing in that space. One, like we have a, you know, like the ladies have a big presence in Christian hip-hop. They're
going crazy, bro.
Yes.
Like I'm looking, it seems like every time I look, it's a new one going, and it's not whack. That's the other thing.
You're
like,
exactly.
They don't feel like, it don't feel like I have to support you because you're a sister in Christ. It feel like, yo, this is dope.
Yeah, it's like, I support this because I like this.
Because when I get in my car and play it,
it makes me exactly. Yeah. So shout out the ladies. But let me be very specific. What God is doing in the Christian artists that are in North Carolina.
He's going crazy.
Like onto my North Carolina.
Yeah.
Like the one Keon.
Yep.
Kid Lee. Childlike CC.
Yeah, Mike Teezy.
Bro,
going crazy.
Shout out Virtuous.
Hey.
Literally, bro, like guys blessed me to have a relationship with all of them.
Yeah.
But it's like all of them, just like how you said, they are all genuine.
Yep.
Like they all really love God.
Because
it's people out here that are rapping for God, right? Praising God with their tongues, but they hearts far from Him. Like it really is that for real.
Yeah,
there are people like that, and I'm not singling anybody out. But I'm just saying there are people like
for
that.
Sure,
you know, just like there are in the world in any other space. There's people like that in this space as well. But what I can say about the artists in North Carolina, like the ones that I've come across, like they really love God, and I just say glory to God for that, man.
That's like God is doing, like you said, He's doing something, and it's so dope to see you guys flourishing in what He has y'all to do, and really, you know, for some being able to make a living, for some just being able to glorify God, but to do it in a genuine way and push the norm, like even like y'all videos y'all doing, like it's creative stuff where y'all you got the Bible as like it's a gun, but it's
the weapon. It's the weapon.
It's a fresh perspective, bro. Mm-hmm. So I'm peeping all of this stuff, and I'm watching, and I'm like, yo, like you said, God's doing something with it. And I just pray that He continues to use you and all of y'all to continue to bring Him glory in the way that only you were made to. Because I feel like God's glory. Like there's glory that only you can give Him, that I can't. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh, that's good.
Like there's glory that only I can give Him that you can't.
That's good.
And so through each of you all's respective music artists, like even the way y'all show up on the gram or on social media in general, and not just saying like, okay, we're gonna make a music video where we just stand in front of the camera all the time and just do this. And it's like, yo. To be able to put time, effort, thought, creativity into music that glorifies God.
Yeah.
Bro, that's a blessing.
It is. It's a blessing.
You know what I'm saying?
And it's intentional.
Yeah.
It's intentional. Like
gotta be.
Yeah, exactly. We ain't just out here just making music.
Nah.
Like they're just like, okay, like, all right, however what happened. No, it's like, Holy Spirit, lead me.
Yeah.
Like, show me what you want me to, you know, say. Like, speak through me. God, use me. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's one of the major impactors in the music that is being made today. So just, you know, I just want God to continue to get the glory out of it. And I'm loving what God is doing. You know what I'm saying? And I know he's about to do exceedingly and abundantly more.
Yes, sir.
You know, so just grateful. If y'all ain't tapped in with none of the artists, man, hey, Christian hip hop in North Carolina, it's going crazy.
It's going crazy.
it's going crazy.
Yeah.
So
man.
If y'all ain't tapping with none of those artists, please tap in. All of them are fire.
Yeah. I had the one Keon on this show, man, he like it's genuine. Like we said, it's genuine. Shoot, at this point, the episode me and him did is like the biggest one on the platform. So if you haven't seen it, check it out. But just his transparency and just the realness, the rawness of his story was so dope. So shout out to all y'all. North Carolina going crazy.
Yeah.
But Christian hip hop as a whole going crazy. So last thing, talk about your creative approach as it comes to letting God use you from a visual standpoint, because like you said, creative director, I see all the stuff you're doing and creating, and one, bro, you be putting so much content out between yourself, other artists, like, and I'll look at somebody, and then shot by Donna Director, right? Yeah. I'm peeping, bro. I'm peeping all this stuff, and I'm like, this man working on everything. This man ain't sleeping, bro.
Man, trying to, man. Oh, honestly, bro, it's just God's timing.
Yeah.
You know, it's just God's timing for real, for real. That's just a line of things, you know. And so that's really what it is. But as far as you know, my creative process, that's what you asked me about?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so as far as, like, my creative process, it always starts and it always starts with just a conversation with God. You know what I'm saying? Like, it always starts. You know, in that way, as far as, like, okay, if I'm going to the studio or if we about to do a shoot, we not about to do no shoot before we pray.
Mm-hmm.
We not about to, I'm not about to drop no bars before we pray.
That's,
you know,
good,
what I'm saying,
bro?
Even like this podcast, man, I just salute you. I was coming in here, like, before we about to start, and I was about to be like, hey, can we pray? He said it before I could. You know what I'm saying?
I felt as soon as I started, I was like, oh, let's pray. He was like, yeah,
for sure. So, man, I love that. You know, I love that for real, for real.
Yeah, man.
And so that's a thing that's, I guess it just aligned with, like, just, okay, seek him first.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But other things as far as, you know, getting ideas and those different types of things, fully led by the Holy Spirit as far as just, you know, being a creative. You know what I'm saying? Not everybody is a creative, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. Because just like how you said, there's certain things that only this person can do.
Yeah.
There's certain things only this person can do. And it might be something I can't do at all.
For sure.
You know what
I'm
saying? It's something that you can't do. You know what I'm saying? But what God has for you, you know what I'm saying, is for you if.
Mm-hmm.
People be like, what God has for you is for you no matter what. No, it does matter what. What God has for you is for you if you are obedient to him. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because God ain't going to give you the blessings of everything as far as, okay, what he has for you if you move outside of his will.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It says, to give you, to add to that, bro. Not even to add, just to confirm it with the word. I want to say Ecclesiastes chapter 3. It said, God has made everything beautiful in its time.
Mm-hmm.
In the time that he
has
set.
Exactly.
So that's what he's doing in your life now is you're seeing the fruit of the, like, it's the culmination of my submission to God, my devotion to God, my gifts and talents that he placed in me since birth.
Exactly.
Me fanning into flame the gifts that has been placed. Right? Then prayers being answered on top of all that. Now you have this, you have that. It's like there's certain seasons where everything aligns, like you were saying. Like there's certain seasons where it's like, man, it feels like I'm in the will of God. And so, man,
yeah,
that's so dope, bro.
That's it. That's it, man.
That's it, bro.
Yeah, man. It's just been a blessing. I didn't even... Like, how I know is God, though, for real. Like, as far as, you know, being a creative and doing other things outside of music, you know what I'm saying? How I know is God, for real, is because never did I set out to do what I'm doing now.
Yeah.
Like, I never even thought that I was going to know.
Yeah.
Like, I never thought that I was going to be producing music videos, filming, you know, like those types of things. Mm-hmm. I never thought that I was going to create in those areas.
Got you.
And God just set it up to where it's like, I feel like I kind of fell into it.
Yeah.
But it was like, this where you need to be.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's good.
And so, man, look, that just go to test. Like, not my will, but your will, God.
That's it.
And so, you know, being in certain areas, you know, people may be like, how he with this person, or how he get there, or how he in a room with these people, stuff mm-hmm. like that. It ain't of my own doing. I'd say that right now.
Yeah.
It really is not. You know what I'm saying? It really truly is a move of God, for real, for real. And it wasn't something that I chose. Like, he chose me.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And then it was like, okay, God, as I'm learning to hear your voice, I'm learning to move in alignment. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, with you.
Oh, that's so good, bro. God is good. And this is the product of submission, bro. Being submitted to him and letting him do what he wants to do, bro. Mm. And I'm grateful. This conversation was, I ain't know it was going to go where it went, but I'm happy, man. Yeah. And so God, at the end of the day, is glorified. So yeah. I do want to pray. If you're watching this and you feel like, as we're talking, and you're like, you hear Donovan's story, his testimony, and just the things that we're talking about, and you feel like, man, I got to get right. I got to get right with the Lord. I got to give my life to Christ. I need to know who Jesus is. I need to know who God is, and I need to submit. Or maybe you have given your life to Christ, but you haven't made him the Lord of your life, as we talked about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're like, I believe in God. I believe in Jesus, but I haven't submitted my life to him.
Mm-hmm.
And so if that's you, I just want to just real quick, like, I want to pray with you, and I want you to pray this prayer with me, to give your life to Christ, to submit and to surrender. And I promise you, simple, not easy,
yeah,
but simple. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you that everything is going to be easy, but I guarantee you that with the Holy Spirit, with God, with Jesus, your life would never be the same. Your life would never, never be the same. So if that's you, pray this prayer after me. Lord, take my life. I submit to you. I repent of my sins. I acknowledge my wrongdoings. But I also acknowledge the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. I believe that Jesus, you came. I believe that you lived. I believe you were perfect. I believe you are the Son of God. I believe that you rose on the cross. I believe that you died on a cross. And I believe that on the third day, you rose from the dead. It's my belief in you. It's my confession of my sins. And it's my faith in God that grants me eternal salvation. So, Lord, use me. Take my life, take my will, take my desires. I am 100% yours. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So if that's you, yo, if you pray that prayer, let us know in the comments, because we got to throw a praise party.
Praise party.
You know what I'm saying? Party. Praise party.
Let's go.
That's the best thing you can do, is give your life to Christ. So if that was you, let us know, please, and check out the episode that we did before. That's called I'm Saved Now What, where you kind of get some tips and learn some things. I think, for one, anybody that just got saved or given their life to Christ should definitely get baptized. So watch that episode, look into that, drop any questions you have, like, comment, subscribe. But yo, Donovan, I appreciate this episode, man. Thank you for being on here. You got any last things, any nuggets?
Oh, man. Nah, this was a great episode, man. I'm just grateful to be here. And And so I'll say this. I'll say this to anybody watching. God knows you. God knows you. And so be real with him. And I want you to know that God is not afraid of your questions. Mm-hmm. So what? No matter what you're going through, you can take it to God, even in the smallest, you know, sense, or the whatever it may be, major. You know what I'm saying? You can take it to God. God is not afraid of any question that you have. But if it's something that you don't know how to deal with, you don't have the answer to, he the one that got all the answers. You know what I'm saying? Facts. So whatever it is, hey, God, I don't know what to do. Please show me. Hey, God, I'm not doing well in this area. Please help me. Mm-hmm. Hey, God, I'm struggling with this. Show me how to do better. And God will answer you.
Amen. So if the people want to keep up with you, man, where can they find you at?
You can find me on all socials at @its_Donatello, @its_DonUtello. And if you want to listen to any of my music, it is on all streaming platforms under the name Donatello, DonUtello.
Yes, sir. Check it out. Support this man. He's doing great things, making music, making art, devoting his life to creating for the kingdom. So check him out. And it's another episode of A Christian Podcast. I hope that you appreciated this episode. Share it with somebody. You know what I'm saying? Do all the stuff. Like, comment, subscribe, all this stuff. Leave a review if you're on Apple Podcast. But after that, remember to make today worth living. Peace.